Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh,
Evening, Robbie.
hello, Nelson. How are you doing?
How am I doing? Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Had an interesting shaila. Someone asked me, not asked me, came up. Well, wait for everyone to show up. With Rishiva Shita, you should delay getting married. So you should learn an extra year. What if a person's in Israel where they're planning on learning many years after they get married? Not like with America, just a few years. Would Rashid have the same shita? That was the question.
Can you please repeat that again?
Rashiva used to encourage a guy to get married a little later than other yeshivas. And one of the reasons was, obviously every rule has exceptions. But if there's no extra special motivation, you might as well get in an extra year of learning. Right? That was so the line used to be no girl is worth a year of learning. I don't know, obviously that's not really true, but that was the line. So the question is, was that only in America where the guys are leaving yeshiva after 5, 6 years of kodo max? So if you get married later, you learn an extra year. But in Israel, where let's say a person's planning and sitting and learning after he's married for 20 years. So what's the difference? He might as well get married early. Better get married early, the Kedusha. Or what's as far as that a person learns better when he's single, and it always pays to for the learning is better to delay to get married later.
I mean, we have it from the Mir Yeshiva, right? These guys got married a lot later in Europe.
Yeah, okay, but that was and
That's because the learning
yeah, but
was better if you're not married.
I don't know, but they didn't have a kodo then, so could be either way. No raya, with the cloud, there's no kodos in Europe, so it could be that they could learn afterwards. Anyway, no, I never don't know. Okay, so that's
Gemara,
the
Halan and Kedushin?
you're not going to bring any raya from a Gemara, obviously not, because not everyone. Agree with Rashi Rashid, because it can't be a Beferesh Gemara. It was a question on Rosh Hashiva. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I never asked a question asked. I don't know. Didn't know.
One
Okay.
off community for us.
What's the question for us? We're married already.
One off community for us.
The no naf kamin. I was trying to get the Ashkafa of the Yeshiva clear. I try and say I have an Ashkafa. I got a question. I didn't know the answer. I got stumped in Ashkafa. Okay. Anyway, all right. Let's go back to our sugya. We got stumped in session. I had another question.
I mean, it related is I was speaking to Rabbi Semel this past Shabbos, and he told me that he felt Yevamis was his best year, best shiurim. And he told guys, if you're going to learn for Smicha, don't do it during Yevamis.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that I mean. And I remember she liked your mom, it's the best, yes.
I mean,
Okay.
that's a raya that learning is important.
I know learning is important. That wasn't the shaila. The shaila is a minor of learning when you're married because you learn the Kedusha. There's a minor of learning when you're single because you have no tirdas. So when the Rashiva is Hashkafa, Chofetz Chaim is known. In the world, in America, of guys getting married later than other yeshivas. I'm pretty sure. That's a little later. Not that much later, but a little later. So was that because once since in the yeshiva, the guys leave kodo maximum after 5 or 6 years. That's the maximum. So maybe you get married later, you learn more. Or is it time to shoot out that you learn better when you're single? Okay, I didn't know the answer. Okay, anyway, let me go back here.
Maybe I thought 24 was Kenegi Shitas. I think it's Rava on the Gemara.
No, I don't know. I don't think there's Shiva. I mean, there's 24. 24 came from the Chofetz Chaim. Shiva, the Chofetz Chaim, the Gemara, there's a din that you're allowed to. Delay learning if you're delay getting married. The Gemara says you're supposed to get married at 18, whatever, 20. But then the Gemara says if you're learning, you can delay it. So there, the I don't remember, it might have been the Rush, but one of the Rishayim says that the Gemara doesn't give a clear delay until when. There's no Kitzvah. So there's a question, how long do you delay it because you're learning? So the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer says you should delay it until 25 or not past 25. Where the Chavetz Chaim got 25, I do not know. Someone said the Avshar Shlomo says that, but I don't remember. But the Chavetz Chaim, the Shira did not, I don't think the Shira knew where Chavetz Chaim got 25. But the Chavetz, I don't think so. I never heard him say why. Chavetz Chaim says that if you're learning, you shouldn't delay past 25. So Shiva said that Alpiderech HaTeva, even though obviously there are exceptions, because there are many exceptions, including myself, that people get married, go out for only, they get married within 1 year. So I don't know, maybe most people here are an exception. But Shiva said that's like a normal thing. So if you start at 24, then you can assume you'll be Yotzei L'Chavetz Chaim. So Memeda, that's valid Hishtadlus. So that was the Rishiva's, that's where 24 came from.
Didn't the Chavetz Chaim get married like at 14 or 15, you know?
Okay, I didn't say, listen, there were previous diaries, everything was different. But in my, so the Chavetz Chaim just says that when you're delaying marriage for learning, you shouldn't delay past 25. So that's where 24 came from there. They don't have to wear it where Shiva got his 24. The 24 came. The Maisa, I mean, many people in Yeshiva did not get married by 25. In my day, it was very, very common. We had a whole bunch of many older guys. It was very common. Guys in their 30s, was whatever it was very common in my day. But that was where 24 came from because of the, you know, the, because you get to 25 in the Chavetz Chaim. Okay. Anyway, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to Shaila. If anyone knows the answer, they can let me know. Okay, let's go learn here a little bit.
Was a quick question, was there a change in the Metzias, meaning somebody in Kolel, it's easier to be a Kolel person than today than it was in the 1960s and 70s and to stay on learning also?
In other words,
the tiers are not the same necessarily.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see why the Shaila and Metzias should be different. Okay, anyway, Well, let's learn here. I just have this one question. I thought maybe Rabbi Meltzer heard this. You know, sometimes she had talked Hashkafa. Maybe he heard it. Maybe Rabbi May heard an answer. Okay. He used to talk Hashkafa or Shiva. So, all right. And a different Shaila. Okay. This happened this week. I said a schmooze. And I was, what's a schmooze? You ask a question. And then the best and a gavaldiga question, you say zem in the foot. So I did a gavaldiga shmooze and a medrash, and I said zem in the foot. A great shmooze, very muchlo, the most muchlo shmooze in the world. Except my mazo, the medrash is quoted in Rashi, and my kasha was so good that the Gur Aryeh asked my kasha, unbeknown to me, and he gives, you know, like a Gur Aryeh, he gives a Gur Aryeh answer, which is not so pashup shot. So am I allowed to say my shmooze? That was a shayla. Obviously, Gur Aryeh didn't hold them, I sent him in the foot. Okay, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeshiva wouldn't say a shmooze in Rashi straight, though, usually, right? It was only using Gur Aryeh and Mizrahi or one of the Mepharshim, right?
No, I don't think that's true. He wouldn't say maybe in the, no, Rashi, he would say, why not? He would say in the Ramban straight, down the Sephorno straight, why couldn't he say in Rashi straight? I don't think that's.
I might be wrong. It could be it was only in the Medrash you wouldn't say straight, right. without the Nesekilim.
Anyway, so I don't know. I got shlugged up, but I don't know. I think it's a good shmooze. Okay, let's go back to here. That's also an interesting shayla. If anyone can ask what happens in such a case. So we're back here in our sugya. So again, so we have a stira between Taisis and Daf Gimel. So Taibis in his Havamina clearly thought that the way Yibum works is Esse Deichalose Shesh Bekaris. Because he wanted to learn out from here. Esse Deichalose Shesh Bekaris. And his answer, he says, is Mitzvah Sobekach. The way we learn Mitzvah Sobekach is that the way is that Taibis says, that you throw in that otherwise the mitzvah will be nisbato. He throws in those words. Right? I got that wrong page. He says, came butler mitzvah. So we thought that was the important thing, that there's a tremendous motivation. That normally there's not such a motivation because, okay, you don't do the mitzvah this time, you're an inus. Why? It's a train. You didn't do a mitzvah. So you'll do the mitzvah tomorrow. You'll do the mitzvah next week. And if you don't do the mitzvah, so somebody else will do the mitzvah. Kol Yisrael Ravim said is that. You get schar for the other person's mitzvah. So the mitzvah will be done. But here, the mitzvah will be, no one in the world will ever do this mitzvah. So that's like a tragedy. But it's a very strong motivation to be Deicha Delosa say. So if it's strong motivation, you can't learn out to everywhere else. That's how I learned it. And I think that's how we learned it. That the mitzvah zobekah, it strengthens the motivation why we want to be daichem. Because we don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah negamrei. So therefore, you can't learn out to everywhere else because everywhere else doesn't have such a strong motivation. So if the suing that's John and Taibis is Taritz, so then Taibis is saying that really it's working through a system of essay daichalos and saying, Shigesh Bokares, except you can't learn out because over here there's a special motivation. Taibis on Dafchav, we read Taibis on Dafchav, we read the whole Taibis with the rough Taisis, but the Maisa, Taibis on Dafchav wanted to know, why don't we use this system of Nasak Ishar Chol Dover to be Mater Biyashniya by an Amonic Kohen Gadol? And Taibis answers, it's going to be only saying Nasak Ishar Chol Dover when the Biya Rishayna was Mutter without the Chiyah. But when Biya Rishayna is Mutter with the Chiyah, so when Biyashniya was there's no mitzvah, so we're not going to say it's not, it becomes Mutter, it's not logical. Since the whole Heter is based on the Chiyah, so when Biyashniya, when there's no Dechiyah, there's no mitzvah, so about it's Osir. So it's pretty much Befeirish and Taitis and Daf Chaf and Beis that by a regular Yibum, Biya Rishayna is not Mutter through a Dechiyah. Because if it was a mitzvah that was making it Mutter, then you'd have the same Cheshbon. Biyashniya, there's no mitzvah, there should be no mitzvah, you shouldn't be Mutter. So there's a stira in the two Taitis. Right, that was the question that we asked yesterday. So obviously, like anytime there's a stira, so there are two approaches. Either you change shot in Taibis and Gimel Medeis Daf Tahawid, or you change shot in Taibis Daf Chav. Right, that's the two approaches. Anytime there's a stira, you always have two choices. You can keep one, there's no point to change both. You just have to change one. So either you got Ruam Shan and Taibis of Dawid, or Gimel and Dawid, whatever you don't think, or we got Ruam Shan and Taibis of Chav. So I sent a sheet out. So the Ravelia Baruch quotes a Dibre Eliezer, regretfully, Darkam Bakaydesh, where again our farm are all still locked up. We still didn't finish our renovations. So I don't have the Sefer. But I'm assuming he says he quotes it verbatim. So I'm assuming that's okay. So basically what he does is he says we have Ruam Shan and Taibis Daf Gimel Mebeis Dawid. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but when I was working on the problem, I was thinking of working more on changing Shan and Taibis Daf Chav. That's what we were, yesterday we were reading that Taisis. It's such a hard Taisis. So many things that are unclear in that Taisis. So I was
it's more of a story to change Daf Gimel because the Svara is open to conjecture. This whole idea that there's, it's a special motivation. That's purely, okay. You know, okay. Here fine. It's very
I'm
clear.
I'm not asking why he does it. I'm just making it, I'm just pointing out, I don't know why, for whatever reason, you know, my gut feeling, sometimes you just have these gut feeling which are not necessarily based on anything. I was inclined to change Taivis and Av Chavam Mebeis. But yeah, you're right. There's no reason not to change Taivis and Av Gimel Mebeis. So he's doing it that way. Okay. So the question is, what does he say? How does he change Pshat? What does he say Pshat and Taivis and Daf Dawit is? What's he saying? So what do you people say? You want to, someone want to paraphrase what he says?
I don't have a cipher.
Oh, I sent it today. No, I think I accented it.
Send it out today? Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I actually do remember to send things. You know, once in a while, I'm actually responsible.
It's the HSA brings on Yibam. It can't be working through a Dechia system if this is what is bringing on the Yibam itself.
What brings on the Yibam?
The Ishasach.
It's the Isra Ishasach, not just Ishasach.
Yes. In other words,
it's Isra, which is it's
in a, other words, there's a very big chiddush in the you're both right, but in the Divrei Eliezer, he says a very big chiddush. I do not know whether there's any point in saying it in this sugya. But he says it, and it's a very nice yisoid. In other words, when we learned when we learned the Ramah, who was also saying something similar, so we learned the Ramah, you know, the simple pshat, the first pshat, the Ramah. Then we maybe said a different pshat, and then Dov was asking, it doesn't make sense. We were arguing. But the first pshat, the Ramah, we were saying that the mitzias of an eshesach shein bo banim is gerim a mitzvah, and a mitzias that's gerim a mitzvah cannot be a mitzias that's gerim an avera. You only have an avera if there's a siba seiser, and obviously you don't have a siba seiser because this mitzias is a siba seheter. That's the way we said it, which is the way I think Shmuel you just said it, is that the eshesach is a Siba of Heter, with Eshesach Shein Obanim. So obviously there's no Isser called Eshesach Shein Obanim, because you only have an Isser if it's a Siba Se Isser, and it can't be a Siba Se Isser because it's a Siba Se Heter. The way he quotes the Divrei Eliezer, he quotes him saying a much bigger Chiddush. Not that the Eshesach Sheish Obanim is a Siba Seheter mitzvah. But he says that the Isser Eshesach is a Siba Seheter.
He meant the Isser Eshesach.
And he brings a Raya from that in the next paragraph, which I didn't tell you to read, but from Ein Isser Chal Isser. In other words, what it says over there, that would be the Nafka Mina between us and him.
I think the Grizz at the end of his, that big long piece, holds the same thing when he, in the Ramban.
What?
We didn't do that. I think the Grizz also holds like this at the end of the long piece. We didn't do that.
In other words,
says the Ramban.
In the Sugya of Ein Isser Chal Isser, they have a case that first the Achos Ishto came first, and then the Eshesah came. In other words, first, I married my wife, so this woman is an Achos Ishto. And then my brother married her. So Ein Isser Chal Isser, so the Eshesah is not Chal. Now you can't say the Mitzias is not Chal. Of course the Mitzias is Chal. Mitzias is not an Isser. But the Isser Eshesah is not Chal, because Ein Isser Chal Isser. So the Gemara seems to say that since the Isser Eshesach is in Chal, so it doesn't patter its Sarah. So they're learning the idea is that it's the Isser Eshesach that makes in a fila, and if there's no Isser Eshesach, because the Isser Eshesach wasn't Chal, because ain't Isser Chal Isser, then there's no nefila for Yibum. So the mitzvah's Yibum is generated by the Isser. Right, a very strange thing. That the is that the mitzias of Eishes Ach alone. Maybe you need that too. You know, the way we look at it, it's purely logical. Your poor brother died without children. You need to come ashamed, do yibum. But obviously it's not so logical because B'yiri Shaina doesn't just ha'ara, doesn't even do hakam hashem. But what he's saying, it's the Isser Eishesok that makes a mitzvah. Why in the world the Isser Eishesok should make a mitzvah? I do not know. But that's what he's saying. You know, sometimes the Isser, it's like I gave the guys in my share a marshal, you're making ice cream, you're making a cake. So one of the ingredients in the cake, if you would taste it alone, might taste disgusting. Might be very, very bitter. It's the most disgusting thing in the world. You know, you say, oh, you take a taste of it, you would throw up. But when you mix it together with all the other ingredients, it gufa makes the ice cream taste good. And if you wouldn't have that ingredient, the ice cream wouldn't taste good. So the disgusting taste is what makes the ice cream taste so good. So that's what it's sort of like he's saying here. The Isser Eishesach in the sequence of Eino Bun and whatever is Gupa what makes a mitzvah Yibum.
Is Isser different than Sibus Isser?
Yes. Because Ein Isser Chau Isser, you definitely have the Sibus Isser. But you just Ein Isser Chau Isser is only a din in the Chalais Isser. So he's saying that you need the actual Chalais Isser to make a mitzvah Yibum. So since you need the actual Chalais Isser to make a mitzvah Yibum, means that the Isser becomes transformed into a mitzvah. So now there's no, that's the ultimate Hutra.
The ultimate Hutra,
because the Isser is helping the mitzvah. Because the Isser is a traitor. The Isser is a traitor to Isurim. Normally, Isurim makes something Usser. Here, the Isser makes it Mutter, makes it a mitzvah.
The Isser doesn't make it Usser. The Isser is there. It doesn't make it.
What?
The Eishesach is there. It doesn't make it.
But the Eishesach advocates that you should do it. So you don't need the Chiyah. Dechia means that if the Eishesach would say not to do it, then you would need Dechia. But here, for whatever reason, the Eishesach is Gufa, what's telling you to be Miyabing. That's what I'm saying. The Eishesach is a traitor to the cause.
Why are you attributing it to Easter?
Because instead of saying Easter, the Easter Eishesach is saying Mitzvah, not Easter.
Why do we attribute it to
every Easter? Every Easter says Usher. And this Eishesach says Mutter. This Eishesach.
Why are we attributing it that the Isser makes it come Mutter? Why would that's a little irrational?
The Isser makes a mitzvah, which is even more than Mutter.
Okay, Isser makes a mitzvah.
So that means that the Isser is not advocating not to do it. Normally, in Isser, the Isser speech, the Isser gets up. We say, Mr. Isser, what do you have to say? I say that no one should do this. But here, the Isser speech is, I want everyone to do it. So the Isser is here, but the Isser doesn't make it Usser.
But not that it makes it a mitzvah, what happens? Isser makes it a mitzvah, so what happens next? That makes sense. It makes it a mitzvah.
So therefore, you don't need Hutch, you don't need Techiah. Because if the Isser is added, if the Isser is saying it's Mutter, it's mitzvah, then I don't need the Isser to get to, the Isser is not a blockage. That's what I'm saying. The Isser is a traitor. The Isser is a traitor. The Isser is not. The Isser is not supporting. The Isser is not advocating not to do it. There is Gupa telling you to do it.
According to Rebbe's understanding,
you don't have to push the Isser away. The Isser is the most cooperative person in the world.
According to Rebbe's understanding, it's the if it was just Eishesach, it wouldn't. It's not pshat. It's because of the or Sibus Isser wouldn't. Move it to the world of Hutra. It's only because it's this Isser Eishesach. So the next lines he quotes, he says that the Taisus of Rush says Mamish the same thing, and he never uses the word Isser.
The whole key is the word Isser. It's a simen. The fact that it creates a mitzvah is a siman that you're missing the Sibas HaIsser. If you're missing the Sibas HaIsser, you're not going to get an Isser, because an Isser needs a Sibas HaIsser. So it's a siman that the Isser is missing an ingredient. And the Meda, there's no Isser here. He's saying not like that. He's saying, no, there's a perfectly good Isser. The Isser is not missing anything.
Right, but look at the last line.
For some reason, the Isser doesn't speak Isser. The Isser speaks Mitzvah. So the Isser is Gufa. The Isser is transformed. It's like you took the biggest bum and he did tshuva, and now he's the biggest chassid. So the Isser is advocating to do it. So I don't have to be daicha the Isser, because the Isser was transformed into a mitzvah.
Why does he use the last line without the word Isser? The last line of the shtickle, his v'ikr mitzvah, he says, look, in behind his zealous shayna, bring a raya. The raya is, well, never, but he's just Isser Eishesach. The Eishesach itself wouldn't do it. It's the Isser Eishesach. That doesn't work for us. We needed to say Isser Eishesach, because the whole key.
That's when he's learning it. I don't know. But that's how he's learning it. So the question is, why did he say it this way? Does it make a difference? Or is it just that this is the way you heard it better in Svara? In other words, it could very well be the way I said it, even though there's a good Svara. Why can't
we say the Isser Eishesach doesn't apply when there's a mitzvah Hebrew?
I mean, the way I was saying it is that an Isser needs a Sibas HaIsser. And the fact that the Eishes of She'eno Bonis is a Sibas HaMitzvah means that you don't have a Sibas HaIsser. Apparently, if there's no Sibas HaIsser, there's no Isser. So it's a simen that you're missing Sibas HaIsser. It's very likely he just holds that's a Kruma Svara, because something can simultaneously be, you can have the same thing, can be simultaneously a Sibas HaIsser and a Sibas HaMitzvah. We have cases in the Torah where the same action is simultaneously a mitzvah and a aveira. You know, from one dimension it's a mitzvah, and from one dimension it's an aveira. It's the same mitzvah. Same mitzvah can generate a mitzvah and aveira at the same time. So he doesn't like my chat. I don't know why. Maybe it's not right in Svara. So what he's saying is the reason why there's no Isser, you don't need the Chia, not because there's no Isser. No, I was saying it's a simon, there's no Isser. He's saying, no, there is an Isser. Torah Aser and Eishesach, and this is an Eishesach, and it's the same Eishesach as, you know, and it's much better, because what Dob is asking is, well, you know, why is it different than the Eishesach of Engesh Lobanim, and why is it different than the Eishesach of Idinus? I think he was asking that. Like, it's a very, a different Eishesach. It's Eishesach is an Eishesach. So he's saying, you're right, it's the same Eishesach. And it's the Eishesach that always makes Isser. Except in this situation, the Eishesach was kidnapped, was hijacked, was convinced to be a traitor. So the Eishesach advocates, in this case, there is an Isser Eishesach, and the Isser Eishesach is Chal. But the Isser Eishesach that's Chal advocates to do it, to marry her, so you don't need the chia, because if the Isser Eishesach is on your side, then you don't have to be taifet. It's a very different shot than what we were saying in the
Rabbah. Why don't we just say that the principle of asei docholos asei says when there is a normal case of Isser of an Eishesach, which is normally Isser, the mechanism of Asay is Docha, that is
right. But here you don't need Asay Docha Asay, because the Loz Asay is cooperative. The Loz Asay is saying marry her. So why do you have to be Docha the Loz Asay? The Loz Asay, I'm saying, it's like the Loz Asay change. You're fighting Hamas, right? So now there's a Hamas guard in front of the building. But if the Hamas guard is a traitor and he's working for the Israeli army, you don't have to fight him. If he's a fakir, he's helping us go in. So why should I don't have to fight him? The fact that he's officially a Hamas soldier, if he's working for us, so then there's no need to fight him.
How does he become a traitor?
There is an Isser Eishesach. An Isser normally causes that you says the speech of an Isser. There's a Chalois Isser. The Chalois Isser speech is do not dare touch me. Machbid Gomer, Usser, don't you dare come near this lady. That's what the speech of an Isser. But over here, the Isser, Gupa says, marry her. I want you to do that. I want you to marry her.
No, the Isser over here tell me to marry her.
What?
How does the Isser over here tell me to marry her? Logically, I can understand. Yeah, that the Eishes Ach is telling me to marry her with a Hakim Shem or whatever it is. But that the Isser is telling me to marry her, I don't see that.
From the Gemara of Ein Isser Chau Isser. The only thing that you're missing in Ein Isser Chau Isser is the Isser. Everything else is the same. The Metzias is the same. The Eishes Ach is the same. The only thing is a din that the Isser can't be Chau because Ein Isser Chau Isser. And nonetheless, there's no Mitzvah Yibam there. So that proves that it's the Isser that makes the Mitzvah Yibam. It's very, very strange, but that's what he's proving from that Gemara. So the head, I'm saying it's like my example of a cake, where this horrible tasting, bitter, disgusting flavor in this situation tastes delicious and advocates, pushes. That's why everyone loves is a secret ingredient of your ice cream is you put in this disgusting flavoring. So there's the ether is your secret weapon that makes it look that says do it. How could it be?
Is that a logical thing to say? An ether makes you do something wrong, it makes you do something right.
In this situation, when there's Eino Bonim, the ether says the speech of the ether is do it. Be over the ether. Do the ether.
Okay.
Hashem wants you to be over the ether. Hashem wants you to do it. So if Hashem wants you to do it, then it's not us, then you don't get an Isser. but the Chalois Isser. I don't know, there's a Chalois Isser. The Chalois Isser advocates that the tumah, let's say like this, there's a certain Chalois tumah of an Isser. So I was saying it that it's a simon that there's no Chalois tumah. And he's saying it, of course there's Chalais Tumah, but the Chalais Tumah tells you to marry her. That's what that's why we're attracted to her, because she has Tumah, and Tumah is good. A little Tumah is good. You know, a little Tumah sometimes is good to get a little Tumah.
If not for Eliyahu Baruch, and the Divrei Eliezer himself, are we muchach to say that when he uses the word Isser Eishasach, he really means the word Isser? Or he's just referring to it. Usually, Eishes Ach is an Isser. But really, what he's saying is that the Eishes Ach.
I'm assuming he meant Isser, first of all, because you see that I don't have to say it here, but that's how we understood it from the Raya. And that's how I remember this Hashkafa from previous years. Because this is not Ravelia Baruch's own Raya from Ein Isser Chau Isser. It's like a Babusta thing.
Like Shmuel was saying, from the Rosh, it doesn't seem to be that he's really bringing a riot to what he's saying. The Rosh is not using the word Isser.
Okay, I don't say everybody is saying the same thing. I don't know, but I'm saying it's not like the Rav Elia Baruch is making up some new thing that no one ever said before. It's a lot of this. I don't remember. My memory is not so good, but this Hashkafa. I remember. There's definitely such a hashkafa out there. And when I learned Yavamis, it was known as El Yabara. So it definitely came from somewhere else. The hashkafa that the Isser is what makes a mitzvah, I remember that hashkafa he said from Yud Gimel Mabeis, I think I remember from somewhere else, but that's from Ein Isser Chau Isser. Someone definitely said it over there. I don't remember who. So once it's a known thing, it's in the older Sfarim, it's something, even the Divrei Eliezer is a relatively new Rosh Hashiva. I'm assuming I saw it in an earlier sefer.
Who's it, Divrei Eliezer?
Divrei Eliezer is Rav Eliezer Yudo, was actually written by Rav Nochum. Rav Nochum wrote up Rav Eliezer Yudo Shiurim. Okay, obviously it's old. It's not not recent, but it's not like an old, you know, it's some, you know, when it's like 30 years ago, I don't know, 40 years ago. Because my recollection is this was somewhere from Europe. One of the European Rosh Hashivas said this.
Eastern.
But I don't know. And that's so crazy. It in a sense, it's more, you know, it's like, the way I was saying it is, there's no Siba says it. So I think, why can't there be a Siva Sister and a Siva Sahatar, a mitzvah at the same time? Something, the same thing, can be both. But what he's saying is, they're mamish and Isser, but the Isser is advocating mutter. So why be daicha the Isser?
Do we ever find the concept that the Rebbe's saying a little bit of tum is good, or that the Isser is?
Sure, we find such a concept. That's what I was saying. Mamish Hashkacha brought this. I was saying this yesterday. Right, was I saying it yesterday that we have the Zion Umas, that that there's a little bit,
but is that that
when you take, you know the we
that was, they had a good quality.
I remember we went to Rav Huttner. I mean, I'm not bringing you a ride, but it's. We went to Rav Huttner in 77, I think it was 70. So the Rabbi Tzvi Yoel Turk asked Rav Huttner the following shaila, that one of the famous Alter Shmuzim, or the Bar Mitzvah Shmuzim, is that why that Yaakov was punished for putting Dina in the box, because Mona Chesem Eochid, and that's why he was punished, that Dina was Nensa by Shechem. So the shaila is, why should he be punished? Avada, you're not supposed to let your Esav, Dina's a tzadekes. How could you let your tzadekes be married to an Esav?
Banged so, in the nail, right? Too much.
So, yeah, so the Bawi Muslims say that you should have given a crux when he banged in the nail, should have felt that, it was simple, whatever, exactly, right? So apparently, some of the Mekubalim Sfarim say, maybe the Orach Chaim, etc., that shot is that because really it was a good shidduch. So Rabbi Turk asked Rabbi Huttner, here, you know, knowing a little bit of Kabbalah, so it destroys the whole shmooze. So he says, how we say Kabbalah shmooze and we don't know Kabbalah? Like, that was his question. So Rabbi Huttner, I remember, said, I could sit here and spend a whole day explaining all different pshatim why Dina and Esav was the most perfect shmooze in the shidduch in the world, because they that if you would mix the kayacha tuma of Esav with the kayacha kedusha of Dina, you'd come up with some super force, and it would be mamish gevaldik, and it would take over the whole world. And he said, I could spend the whole day, you know, with all kind of. But he said, but the ma'isa, you're allowed to learn Torah without derech kabbalah. And therefore, the shmuz is muchlo because it's high upon him the tire. Okay, but there's definitely such a concept that it will be healthy. You know, you hijack, you Esav as a kayach hara, but if Dina could have hijacked part of Esav's kayach hara for good, it would have been gevaldik. There is such a
you take
the ra and you transform it to good. There's a healthy thing there. So there's, I don't know.
So that allows seichel that something unhealthy can make something healthy.
Yeah, sure.
That's all I'll
say. Did you ever get a flu shot? Did you ever get a COVID shot? Getting something which is clearly unhealthy, and you know, the whole, and somehow or another,
it's not unhealthy. Otherwise, it wouldn't give it to you.
The poison from a snake. It's supposedly healthy for sometimes, and certain people eat it. They're drinking, you know, it's not healthy. You know, but it gives you, it helps your heart pump faster. I don't know. Because you know, there's sometimes people take poison of a snake. I don't know exactly when. I'm not into it. Yeah. But
isn't that the whole point in this Yainus? And then we say also they wanted to kill the eighth Shech, the eighth Zahara, right? And then they weren't the next three that
there is such a concept that sometimes a little bad gives a little flavor. I don't know, gives a taste. So there is not such a crazy idea.
That's pretty strange.
Can we say about the guitarist? Wasn't one of the ingredients the guitarist?
Yes, one of the ingredients that started with us, some terrible smelling thing.
The chelbana.
Yes. And that's what they say. So there is, yeah, that's my ice cream mushroom, but the guitarist is a better mushroom, yes. So, okay, I don't know. That seems to be what the
Divya is. Let me just ask Rabbi Lubin a very basic question. What do we have to make Issa fancy? This, why don't we say they coexist? There's an Issa Issach. And it's a mitzvah yibum. So the Torah tells us that when they coexist, the yibum, the mitzvah yibum is greater than the mitzvah.
What you just said would be tefiyah.
Right.
That was Tavis is Havamina. And there you would learn out that Essay Deichel also say, because you know, they both coexist. So there's a mitzvah and Aveira. So who wins? So but let the best man win. So Torah says, and we see that there's a mitzvah yibum. So that means that the mitzvah yibum beats the losa say. So have a raya from here that essay dochalosa shesh bakari. That was Tavis's kasha.
Right.
Okay. Tavis Saritz says you can't learn out from here. So the shaila is what's Tavis Saritz. So I thought Tavis Saritz is because Enochinami there's an iser, but there's a strong motivation. But Rav Elia Baruch or the different Rav Lezer Yudo is learning. That Pshat is you don't have to be Deicha the Isser because the Isser is cooperating with you. You only have to be Deicha and Isser when the Isser is interfered with you. But here the Isser cooperates. The Isser is helping you. So you know why you don't have to be Deicha something that's helping you. Okay. Well, if you say that no stira to Tavis Dafka. Because you don't need Essay Deicha Losa say.
Doesn't Tosis also say Essay Deicha Losa say?
You didn't have to be done. You didn't need the mitzvah to do it. You went out the mitzvah. It's mutter because the Isser wants you to do it. What?
Doesn't Tosis elsewhere the Befeirish say that it's Essay Deicha Losa say?
That says what?
The Tosis on the Dalit says that Befeirish describes it true.
Where are you reading?
The first Tosis on the Dalit of Amud Beis. So that sounds pretty favorish that Tosis holds that it's
Nundalit Amud Beis. Nundalit, okay. Listen, I didn't get up to Nundalit Amud Beis. Nundalit Amud Beis. The king is sure of the Akamisa. Ain't sure that with the Sirvachai Baina. So Ilav the Mukha Krobeheja that is working through Essay Dochalotha Shesh Bakaris.
We would rather say that Eshasach Shein Labon is Mutterbachai Bailah as opposed to saying that the Torah is coming along and actually making an Essay Dochalotha Shesh Bakaris, which is what it's doing. Ilav the Mukha Krobeheja, so that's why there's a Rem. The Gemara says Rebbe's Livama Shasur Bechayil Bayil Minayin. The Gemara has an answer.
And therefore, the Tavis is Mashma.
That it is. Meaning, therefore, that's why we need a Remez because it's such a Dover. It's so not Mistaver to say a Seidur Chalusa Shish Bakaris. We would say anything. We'd rather say that HSAch is not even Asur Bechayil Bayil at all. Except we have a pasuk that the fear says she is, so then we're stuck saying it's the same dochalosa she's recovering, but it's still the fear.
Okay, so you're saying that this type this is against the ready answer.
Yeah, and I think there's
another. Okay, I hear. I'll have to look at it. I mean, Rabbi Chanan claims there's a different type that's against it, right?
Rabbi Chanan. On Hayamud base.
So you're saying that there's this type is too. Let's look at this type. Is that Remez Yoni Shurmi Yomi Nine? Kiddushai Rachman Acher Misa, Eisra Leimar. It's the Sira Bei Baida. So Mistarshe Bakadam Adasi Doilose Shibakares. You have the Mukha Krobeheja. mashma. Okay, I hear. I assume he'll say it's lo mistabra, and even at the end, we don't say it, but rather we say something else.
But then that's the Tosa's question.
So then we wouldn't need this remez. But since it's lo mistabra, so we need this because that's not an option. So therefore, since it's lo mistabra, so the most logical assumption when we see Yibum is to say that b'mutter chayibad, it's also mutter. Therefore, we need a pasuk to say it's usher. Now, but it's lo mistabra. So we have to say like the Israeli Ezer.
But who says that was ever? Why is that not mistaver to say in the first place? Like that around us, you say that the pshat is that this is some kind of hunter system.
Is that mistaver? Rabeza Yudel Chad is for sure not Mr. Abra. And therefore, the Gemara would have said something else.
Why would he Adi Tos is describing a system that we don't use anyway in the end. Is that how we're going to patch up the pasuk at the end of the day?
He should have said the pshat that is true in the MS is not Mr.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have said a pshat that's not true in the MS. Okay, yeah. I hear, but I assume Rav Eliezer Yehuda would say such a daifik that essay daifik alosay shed makaris is something that people know of. So that was a havamina that it's mistabra. No one would ever think that his pshat's mistabra. Okay, but I hear it's point. Anyway, I thought, that Tavis is lashon also doesn't fit into Rav Eliezer Yehuda. Because Tysus says, let's read the words of Tysus. Ba'omeri, the me'eshes akhlo mozin ameda be'amo de litzvei eset os esesh bekareis. Why? The shiny eshes akhlo mitzvahs of the kach. The efshebinyin akhlo nekai mitzvahs yibum. So the efshebinyin akhlo nekai mitzvahs yibum is an explanation of what it means mitzvahs of the kach. And we're just saying mitzvah, so I don't know what you're talking, what that means. So he explains it. So according to Rav Eliezer Yehuda, that means that the Isser is what makes the mitzvah yibum. You can't be mekayim mitzvah yibum without the Isser. But what do the next words mean? Dilav kein batla mitzvah yibum. What do those words mean, according to Rav Eliezer Yehuda? What is the whole point that Tavis is saying is that the Efsher b'inyan achra kai mitzvah, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah yibum without the Isser Eshesah. So that's beautiful. The Efsher b'inyan achra kai mitzvah yibum. But what is the last, what's he saying about the lake but the mitzvah yibum? What is that? What's that doing? I don't know what that line does according to Blazer, you know.
Shouldn't also Tosu say that it's point out that the Ein Zem Yidin Tachiyah? Like that's the
one. I don't hear you.
Shouldn't Tosu also point out that it's the Ein Zem Yidin Tachiyah? That's why you can't learn out Ba'alma.
Listen, Tavis doesn't have to speak out clearly for you. That's, he spoke out clearly for Blazer, you know.
When you say you can't learn out loud, it sounds like the etzem is the same musa though.
Because that's not what's happening here. Because here it's a whole different system. Because it's mitzvah, so bekach. What's pshat mitzvah? Because be yachir be nachar. Because you without the avera, you can't do the mitzvah. So it until there it reads. You can't do the mitzvah yibum without being over on the aveira. The aveira is what makes the mitzvah. But so that therefore, but I just don't know the ilav came, Bala mitzvah yibam. I don't know what those words are supposed to mean. The elav came.
You don't say this svara. All right, you'll be mivatel to the mitzvah. You need the svara to keep the mitzvah yibam.
I don't know which svara.
It's the one with saying Rav Lazy Yodel svara.
What I mean, Rav Leila Yodel is just explaining how the mitzvah yibam works.
Okay.
Isser is an ingredient that makes a mitzvah yibam. Now, therefore, there's no need to be daicha the isser because the isser is cooperative.
Right.
But what is he saying? The ilav came, but the mitzvah yibam. The efshir being not going to kind mitzvah yibam. The ilav came. I mean, if there wouldn't be an isser eshes och. Butla means there wouldn't be. I know the butla doesn't mean there wouldn't be. Butla means you're mevato. Unless he learns butla means it wouldn't be. So the ilav came. The after biyada kai mitzvah yibam. The ilav came because it's not that the isra shesach. There's no mitzvah. The after biyada kai mitzvah yibam. So he's like, he's repeating it again. He's explaining, why is it that without the Eishes Och, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibam? Because without the Eishes Och, but the Mitzvah Yibam, the Lav came, means if not for the Eishes Och, but the Mitzvah Yibam. Maybe that's how he's going to read it. Chani Eishes Och, the Mitzvah Svekach, the Efsher B'nach Mekayim Mitzvah Yibam, the ilav came because if you wouldn't have the eishes och, there'd be bada mitzvahs yibam. There wouldn't be a mitzvahs yibam.
I will tell you that there is, and it's mekach d'chiyo. I mean, any pshat that we want to learn in Tosas that is going to say that Tosas switching now from d'chiyo to hutra, the halachah should have this problem of why does Tosas need those words?
Right, and
if he starts with the chia and he still says the chia, so then I understand what he's saying. Yeah, that if we're not going to apply the chia over here, then you mivato the mitzvah. But now that we're saying that Tosas is switching from the chia to hutra, yeah, then why does he have to say those words? And it would not be correct. It would mean that we have to go back to the havamina and we're going to have the mitzvah of yibum.
Yeah, I agree. I would add another problem, which I think is that. Davis, since these words can read into the chia, so I mean, someone was saying this. The Davis is so unclear, you know. Except that someone was saying that, I disagree. But now I'm not sure.
According to Rebbe's pshat, then that line's better.
That's the whole board. The whole board is that there's an extra motivation. What's the extra motivation? Because bito mitzvah yibum is a major tragedy. Butlam mitzvah yibam. Butlam doesn't just mean by you. Butlam by the whole world. Butlam mitzvah yibam means that the whole world won't have mitzvah yibam. The lav came, butlam mitzvah yibam. First, that bin yinacher, the after we had a kind mitzvah yibam. Okay, but now we're going further. And not only won't you be mekayim it, but the whole world won't be mekayim it. No one will ever be mekayim it. So it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs become butler. That's like such a tragedy. You know, like such a hechruch. We can't allow, just like we can't allow one of the Shivim Umas to be destroyed. So we surely can't allow a mitzvah to be potato. You know, we can't, if you're trying to save the whales, right? That's what I was giving, there's a whole movement to save the whales. Why is there such a whole movement to save the whales? Because the whales are getting extinct. What if it's not a whale, it's a tuna fish? But there are thousands and thousands of tuna fish. So I don't think if a tuna fish got stuck in a net, I don't think you would have the whole world going out to try and save a tuna fish. Because big deal, so it'd be one less tuna fish. But if it's a whale and there's only a limited number of whales in the world, so then you got to save it. What if it's the last whale in the whole world? If it's the last wheel of the hoe, not pronounced right, and it got stuck in a net, so the whole world would come together to try and rescue the wheel. I mean, you know, the last wheel in the whole world. So it's Bunda Mitzvah Yibum. The whole Mitzvah Yibum is going to be lost. What a tragedy. We're going to lose Mitzvah Yibum. That point to me is very good. So this is Mamish hitting the nail, that he's trying to drum up the motivation.
Rebbe, it's a plea because the Taisus HaRosh himself seems to use Rebbe's lashon. Mishum deshaini yibum the din who the lidche isra yisach the mokim bought the mitzvah yibum the din who the lidche. He said the fair, the one he quotes like Rebbe saying he says the words dechia. Mishum the deshaini yibum the din who the lidche isra yisach the mokim bought the mitzvah yibum.
Yeah, and why does he say okay, yeah, it does sound that way. Okay, I don't know. You have to go ahead and ask him. Rav Leizer Yudo, he's not here. But yeah, and it doesn't sound so well in our Taisus Lashon. It surely, I have to look inside, but it surely doesn't sound good in the way Shmuel is quoting the Taisus HaRosh, because the Taisus HaRosh said, again, the Lashon was, Dinu Delitri?
Yes.
So that's for sure. In other words, the whole kasha was is litchi. So according to him, the answer is it's not litchi. And instead he's saying it's dinu de litchi. So that's for sure. I agree with you. That's really, you know, it's dinu de litchi. What I was thinking in the Havamina is a dinu. Not that I had a ruam shah in the Havamina. In other words, that sounds like a very good proof. It's a very okay. So what does this do for us? So and Amaisa, Aaron Hertzberg quoted it. He happens to be right that Tavis and Nindawid does not sound like him. And Rabbi Chanan quoted a Tavis and Dafei, right? Also didn't sound like it. Wait, which Tavis quoted? Rabbi Chanan quoted the Tavis. Which Tavis? Kula. Because Tavis over there says, I looked at it before. Tavis says in the middle, where there's a Ba'omer Re, the Hassan Nami Mishum, the Asi Essay, the Big Day Kuna, the Vidaki Lav, the Kloim, the Heza Hutter Miklado, Miu, Ilav Kloim, the Big Day Kuna, Ilav Kloim. You can't learn out from Big Day Kuna that essay Dechadal to say. So, according to the chat, it has to be Mitzvaso Bekach, means that it's Hutra. But yet, Tavis says the Farish that the Asi essay the Big Day Kula the Dachli Lav the Kloim, right? So in other words, it's a little bit the same thing as Shmuel that you're saying. Tavis says there the Farish is the Chia. Tavis says the Asi essay the Big Day Kula the Dachli Lav the Kloim, and but then he says. But you can't learn out essay Dechadosa say because it's mitzvah sabekach. So if mitzvah sabekach is hutra, then what he said the line before is not true. Right? That was Rabbi Chanan's karaya. He says no. You. I think that's Rabbi Chanan's raya. No.
Big Day Kuna can't be hutra.
The Taiva said before the hasan nami shum the asi essay. The dachile, dachi is the chia, not hutra. Tavis said beferish is the chia, and then he asks, "I so learn out from here." Essay daifel alzei. He said mitzvah sabekach.
Rebbe, is it possible that Relazio would say that he doesn't mean that it's hutra? He doesn't say the word hutra.
That's where Rabbi Chanan brings the raya that Tavis said beferish and it's the chia. And it's still mitzvah sabekach. So you see that the chiyah and mitzvah, so we cannot go together. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm just saying that he doesn't say pshat that he's learning like the like was the Adverma. He doesn't say pshat that the Ramah, like he's switching pshat and hutra, that Tosis is saying hutra. It sounds like he's saying there's such a quote called the Dechiyah, where two things interact with each other, and because one is more important than the other, we go buster one. There's another thing called Din Dechiyah. It means it makes logical sense to push away the other one. So you can't learn out from there because it makes sense that this one is Be'etzim stronger. Normally we have two things to go. Ava, Gira, and which one goes?
I don't have the Sefer, but the way, maybe you're a good friend. The way he quotes it, he says, Lo be'inen cloud at din dechia.
I knew Rebbe's going to. I'm saying is that it means the din dechia. I mean, you don't need this world of we have normally a say doichalosa say. That's a lush and place to rush. That's why he quotes him because it's called a din dechia. Means is a din means it makes logical sense because a mitzvah say bekach to say that this is stronger than the other one. Normally we have. Why is I say doicha? Oh, because Ava, Yira, we have different systems to say is doicha. But it's not a din, not that it makes sense. We don't have to say this makes more sense. This is makes sense. It's logical to hear.
Okay, I don't know. The lawyer there. Anyway, so what comes out at the end? The Sai Shmuel wants to save the day. But all right, but before we say that, so the Chayra, this chat is very doicha. First of all, we have Rabbi Chanan Shlaga from Hay. We have we have Aaron Hertzberg Shlaga from Nandawin. We have the Taina that it doesn't fit into the Lashon HaTosfos, because why do you have to bother saying that the butler of the mitzvah? And we also have the Taina that someone asked, which I didn't give credit to, but I'll give it credit now, that he's not hitting the nail on the head HaTosfos, because he doesn't say that he's switching from the Chiyah to Hutra. So it sounds, I don't know, sounds difficult.
Okay. Doesn't Rav Elie Baruch has a new pshat?
What?
Doesn't Rav Elie Baruch also comes up with a new pshat afterwards? No?
Okay, you have to read them.
But
first reading Rav Elie Baruch.
Part of it's on the sheet you sent us.
Well, not, you know, okay. Anyway, I would like to think about the other approach of trying to switch pshat and Tavis Nafkaf, which I didn't see him doing that, but okay. We'll have to see if someone does that. All right, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.